Because I'm delighted to welcome well-known Kerry businessman Dan Horan, who's just joined me in studio. Welcome, Dan.
Good evening, Deirdre, and thank you for letting me come on your show.
Always a pleasure. We love to chat to you. And you're just back from another trip to Kenya. Now, I know why you were in Kenya. Some of the listeners do. But for the benefit of those who aren't familiar with your connection with Kenya, you might give us a briefly, first of all, a sum up of where it all started.
We all chatted back in 22. I got a great desire to do a well somewhere in Africa. I didn't really care where it was going to be. But in 22 is when two priests came from Kenya to St. John's in Tralee, where I'm based. Where I go to church. Father Vitalis and Father Amos. Since then, Father Amos is now a parish priest in Castletown Bear, and Father Vitalis has moved to Killarney. But I met Father Vitalis at that time. I discussed with him about my idea that I'd love to do well somewhere, and he said, look, he said, we've great needs for wells. He said, in my diocese, in a place called Kitale, in East Kenya, about an hour's flight from Nairobi. Well, I said, Father, look, I'm going to go out first of all. I'll do a fact-finding mission. I want to see the problems firsthand, and then I will see what can be done afterwards. So then I went out in May 22, saw children going for water, long, long distances, children as young as about 5 years of age, having to go down a very steep hill, down into a very wet and muddy land where the well was, and bring that back to their family. Now, I was told they would have to do that twice a day, morning about 6 o'clock and again in the evening. This was about 7 o'clock in the evening when I was there. And then they had a long, long day at school as well. They have no bus service, so they walked to school. So I said to myself, for children at 6 and 7 years of age, I said, this doesn't sound right. And when I think back home, we turn on a tap and the water comes out. So anyway, Deirdre, I said, look, I must go home. And I said, I have to do something. So I did. I came home. I raised money. I gave money myself. And we got the first well done out there. And then I went out last year in 24 to launch the first well. And I saw the transforming effect it had, and especially in children. No longer had to go. No longer had to go to the water. Plus the fact that the water was clean. I was keeping told that because of the clean water, they don't miss school anymore. Before, they were drinking dirty water, they were missing days at school, so their education was falling behind. So then, Deirdre, I decided after that, then I have to do more. So I promised last 24, I committed 5 wells out there. To be like Tralee, Killarney, Listowel, Dingle, and so on. You know, that's at our boundary. So anyway, so then I got 2 more wells done last year, and so I decided then to go out this year to launch the other 2 wells. So we're calling them Kerry 1, Kerry 2, and Kerry 3.
Brilliant.
As the money has come from Kerry.
That's brilliant.
So, you know, this time, dear, I was very affected because, you know, there were 700 children in a school that's very close to one of the wells, and there's another school beside the second well that we launched. And, you know, I saw the difference it has made to those kids. And I suppose I was being thanked at least 100 times by different groups out there, the way it has changed people's lives.
And how many people or families, Dan, would one well service?
About 10,000. People and children now, and children as well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one school alone was 700 or 800 kids. But as I say, I mean, after more kids coming to the well, they wouldn't be going to that particular school, because there'd be a lot of schools in there, we will say. So overall, they said it could be up to about 10,000 kids that would come from all different directions now to avail of each well, because of the fact that, you know, the water is clean. It isn't so much the water is close, it's the fact the water is clean.
It's clean. Yeah. So you drill down?
Yes, dear. The very same as they do here, the very same machines out there. Now, the only problem out there is they have to go down up to 200 metres. Here in Ireland, I believe it's only 50 metres to get clean water. Out there, it's much deeper, because otherwise the water, they say, will be dirty. So, it won't really solve the problem for them. So we have to go down 200 metres, and I insist to that, go down as deep as we have to, I said, to get the water right. And in all 3 cases now, the wells, the water has been perfect. Then obviously they have to put up huge storage tanks as well. So they have to put on a pump the water up to the storage tank. They put up solar panels, which works, which drives the current for the pump. So it has worked to treat these 3 wells. And, you know, it is life transforming. I can only describe it that way. Now, I know when I was over, I was watching the news every day about the war and so on, and I was seeing the cost of this war by not by the hour, but by the second and the minute, what was costing this war. And I said, what that would do to transform a country like Kenya. But, you
with
know,
that money, yeah.
But anyway, that's another story.
But
I came home, I suppose. Yeah, I came home. I said to myself, we live in a great little country.
We do. And as you said, like things we take for granted, like putting on the tap,
right,
hopping into a shower any time.
Yeah, no. That's right, yeah. But look, the people out there appreciate what I've done. Now, so I've two more wells committed. They'll be done this year, hopefully. But then there's another problem now. They have a church half built out there and they can't finish it. And I went to Mass there last Sunday week, as I would do here, and I was shocked to find, this is the opposite Ireland, this church can hold about way over 1,000 people. There wasn't a single seat available, and the average age group was 20 to 40.
Very different from Ireland.
And the Mass started at 11:30, and it finished at 2 minutes past one. Just over
a long mass.
and nobody budged. Nobody budged. So, yeah, so look, they have that out there. That maybe that we've lost over here a little bit. So I suppose the argument is that wealth and faith don't always go together.
Yeah.
While we were poor, I suppose, you know, maybe we were the same. We were big church, you know, attendance as well. But having said that, anyway, there's a church they're trying to finish. So I've committed to helping to put the roof on the church as well now. It's about 35,000, I think it'll cost. But I want that church for the kids as well. They can use it as a youth centre, that's it, as well.
As a youth centre too.
Not just the church.
Well, that's a great idea. Dan, as I said in the introduction, and most people would know you in Kerry, you're a very successful businessman. You have shops all over the country. You're always opening new ones. Obviously, you've made a fair bit of money. Why is it important to you to give back?
I suppose, the Bible teaches us that you know, that we should give to our fellow brothers and sisters, especially those that are in need. And I suppose, I've found out that, you know, it also says that it is in giving that we receive, and I've been blessed since I started giving. I'm giving now since 23 and 24 and 25. My two best years in business out of 38 years was 24 and 25. So I suppose I proved that the giving we do receive as well.
Yeah.
So I think I've got it back several times over. And I give it on that basis that I know the Lord will bless me back as well. So I know, and he said that, you know, I think he said somewhere in the Bible, I know I'll bless you back something like 100-fold. And I really found that, you know.
And, you know, it would be very easy for you to just write a cheque.
Yeah, I know, dear.
And let it be done. But you want to go there. You want to get your hands dirty.
I do. And I want to see how the effects of it. I want to see what they're doing for people. And this time I was proven to me over and over again, the benefits are just, as I said, it's amazing we're talking about water. You know, not food actually, we're talking about water. But like, as well, water is life-giving. And it's what the fact that so many kids are affected by it, that, as I said, they can attend school now and they can get a better education. I mean, you know, there was people almost crying out there saying what the water has done for these kids. You know, one of my, that is right, is by a school of 700 kids. Now, I was sad to see that little shoes were all dirt because the old ground around the place is very dirty. You know, again, you know, no money to put in proper yards and so on. But at least now I know they can take home water to their families as well, not just drinking at the school. But so, yeah, I want to go there. I want to be involved and, you know, not just give the money. Yeah, no, I want to see the effects of it because that inspires me to do an awful lot more.
Yeah.
Well, I'm anyone listening there that has a ball of money? A ball of money. I'd appreciate it. But look, not that it won't make a difference. I'll do it anyway.
You'll do it anyway.
But it may.
Well, listen, well done, Dan. Thanks, and thank you. It's always nice to hear from you, an update about how it's all going over there, because I know how passionate you are about it. Listen, keep up the good work.
I will, Deirdre.
And thank you so much for
coming
in.
And thank you too for allowing me to come on.
My pleasure, always.
All right, Deirdre.
That's Dan Horan there. And somebody was on with a question for Dan, but I think you're getting confused because, of course, we will have Deirdre Murphy from Horan's Health Store, but that's a separate matter. Deirdre will be with us, I think, is it next week or the week after for a chat about matters to do with health and natural remedies. But that is, of course, Dan Horan, who is the head man in Horan's Health Food Stores, but very, very busy, very committed to looking after those less fortunate, and just back from Kenya, where he has seen another well dug, which is going to make a huge difference to people's lives. Well done to Dan.